Blog Talk Radio.
Chiming in. Oh, it's another day in Zion, and we thank and praise God for it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Anyhow, hey, I'm feeling good today. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, people of God. Thank you, Jesus, for another sunshiny day. One more sunshiny day. Praise the Lamb of God, and we are here in the studio, and we are thankful to God for the time we share. And it's good to see all of you chiming in and calling in. Praise the Lamb of God. We missed you on yesterday, of course. But, of course, we had to do our follow-up with our cardiologist and all of that. And to make sure that, you know, we got in and get our clean bill of health. Praise the Lamb of God. The cardiologist told us that our heart is working 100%. Praise the Lamb of God. There's no heart medication that he prescribes or anything of that nature. So we left there rejoicing. Somebody say, glory to Jesus. Because that's a testimony within itself for someone who has had congestive heart failure. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Darrell, I see you here. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, with congestive heart failure. And, you know, and the doctors told me my heart was damaged. 30% of my heart on one side, I forgot it was the right or left side, said it was damaged and the heart couldn't repair itself, and it's a muscle and this, that, and another. And I went through all types of atribulations of my heart going out of rhythm and things of that nature. But the God I serve, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, I told the doctor a few years ago when that happened that he was going to see a miracle, that God was going to heal my heart, praise the Lamb of God, because he promised me long life. And I know I couldn't live long with half of my heart damaged. And brothers and sisters, let me tell you, he did just what he said he would do, praise the Lamb of God, because my heart is 100% back on top of what God said it would be, praise the Lamb of God, and the devil in hell can't do nothing about it, because God has spoken, and all that we can do is say, let the church say amen, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. So we thankful and we're praising God for all that he is and all that he has done for us. Praise the Lamb of God. Now it's on to the pulmonologist. Praise the Lamb of God for that the lung function to make sure that, you know, we're in shape and we're doing what the doctors say do. Don't think I'm not. I'm not hard-headed. Hallelujah. I'm doing what the doctors say do so that we can have full recovery. Yes, praise them, because it's on to the gathering. It's on to the battle. It's on to the war front. Praise the Lamb of God in the next week or so, and I'm going to be right there with you all. Praise the Lamb of God, rejoicing in the Lord, warring for our promises. Praise the Lamb of God, impartations and things of that nature. Yes, I am. Praise the Lamb of God, and I'm so happy. Praise the Lamb to have so many of you that's going to be there with us. Praise God, come January 6th, 7th, and 8th. Oh, did I say January? I sure did. Praise the Lamb of God. It is supposed to be November 6, 7, and 8. Praise God. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We are going to be there, praise the Lamb of God, doing what we're supposed to do, and that is, praise the Lord, imparting and activating, praise the Lamb of God, and bringing people into their destiny for Jesus Christ. I love some PSM. Praise the Lord. Yes, I do. I love PSM. I praise God. I love some Prophet Darrell and some Berthas and some granddaughters and all of you all that come on the show, Sylvia and everybody. Praise the Lamb of God. Just love people all over the country. Praise the Lamb of God, calling in from all around the country and the UK and Africa and all of these places. And I praise God for each of you. Praise the Lamb of God each day that you support the show the way you do. Praise God, because you don't have to, and I recognize that, just to turn on your radio, just to turn where your computers and call in on your phones and things of that nature. You don't have to do it, but I praise God for you, and so I salute you today. Where is Prophet Darrell? Prophet Darrell's hiding today. Praise God, he won't push one on his dial or nothing. He's not around. I don't know what I'm going to do. Praise God. Wait a minute. Wait a minute, out of the smoke, out of the smog, out of the fog, it's Prophet Darrell.
Well, praise the Lord, Apostle.
How you doing, man of God?
Man, I am wonderful, fantastic, blessed, and dipped down in season with grace.
Listen to him, man. Y'all, what's going on? I ain't never heard that one before. That's a new one on me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That the simplest deduction, that really means that you're doing super califragilistic catch me allidocious.
Yes.
All right. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Oh, boy. People of God, how's everybody doing? I hope everyone is doing well today. I want to salute Angel again. I know she did some recordings and stuff yesterday, some lessons and things. And I hope those of you that listen receive something from the lesson that was posted on yesterday on the show, the recording, yes. And then I know Prophet Darrell prayed out. I know that. Praise. He was right there with Angel on yesterday, and I want to salute him and thank him for being here with us during this time of my recovery. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But I'm feeling better every day, people. I'm telling you, I am feeling better and better every day of the week. Praise the Lamb of God. And we thank and praise God. If you all just keep praying for me like you're doing, it's going to be all right. Praise the Lamb of God. I promise you that. Just keep upholding the prophet. Praise the Lord. And I'm sure you're going to be able to see when you see me the manifest promises and the manifest of a blessing of God upon my life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. I tell you, I feel 100% better than I did when I went in that hospital. I know that. Praise the Lord. All right, people of God, enough about the prophet. Let's see. Today is our prayer day. Praise the Lamb of God. Yesterday we missed a prophecy day, so we're going to let the Lord use us any way he wants to. Of course, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And the prophet Darrell is here and others are here. Bertha's down in Puerto Rico, but she's called in. I see a number down here. Praise the Lamb of God and others. And we're just going to let God do what God wants to do today. On the show, we're going to sing that old song, Prophet Darrell, Have Thy Own Way. Hallelujah. Today, and allow us to do whatever God desires to do, because he's that kind of God anyway. Praise the Lamb of God. We've already prayed and asked God to meet us here today on the show, praise the Lamb of God. But now I need one of our intercessors, if you would, to push one on your dial. Come on, pray for us. Lead us to the throne right now. We're going to the throne of grace. It's so much for us to be in prayer about. Praise the Lamb of God. There's sickness all around us. Praise the Lamb of God. I was talking to Dr. Brown this morning. Her grandmother is sick over in Toledo, Ohio. Praise the Lamb of God. On her father's side, and we want to lift him up in her up in prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. And then one of her friends have made his transition here over in Detroit area. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We're praying for those who are suffering, of course, with bereavement and their losses and of that nature. And we know that that touches all of us at one time or another. Chilly hands of death will come. So we're praying for those that God will comfort their hearts. Praise the Lamb of God. We're praying, hallelujah, for the sick and shut in all around us. Praise the Lamb of God. There's people who are suffering with all types of inflammation. There's people who are suffering. Praise the Lamb of God. Asthmatics, things of this nature. As the weather's changing, there's all types of sickness that's prevalent around us. Praise God. Some of my administrators are suffering. Praise the Lamb of God. Valerie's suffering, struggling. Praise the Lamb. Lisa, we're praying for her. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Just, you know, that God would just touch and ease. Praise the Lamb of God and lift. That's afflicting them. Praise the Lord. And then, of course, praise God, there's somebody in a prison institution. There's someone, praise the Lamb of God, that's sitting, praise the Lamb of God, in a hospice situation right now. And there's others, praise the Lord, who are just convalescing. Hallelujah. That mother, that father, that grandparent, who no one wants to visit, no one wants to come spend time with, that feels so all alone. Well, I want them to know that Jesus is right there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I still don't have an intercessory Friday. And none is pushing one on their dial to pray. Hallelujah. I'm going to start calling some names here in a minute.
Can I pray?
Hallelujah. Yes, sir. What'd you say there?
Can I pray?
You sure can. Praise the Lamb of God. Someone. Oh, they pushing the button now. They pushing the button now. But you can pray. Prophet Darrell would like to pray today. Praise the Lamb of God. And that's wonderful. Praise. And we still utilize our other intercessors. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But Prophet Darrell is going to lead us to the throne of, of grace by request. And I'm asking you to pray with me. Praise the Lamb of God as he prays. Hallelujah for all that we've just mentioned. Oh, my goodness. Our world is so confused. Children are killing teachers and things of this nature. Brothers and sisters, let us go to the throne of grace now with Prophet Daryl Sanders. Come on, Prophet. The mic is yours.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come humbly before your throne of grace, Father God, we just want to tell you thank you for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind, Lord God, with the activities of our limbs.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you for life, health, and strength on today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. But Father God, before we go any further in our prayer life, oh God, God, we just come to ask you to forgive us. Forgive us for our sins, sins of commission, sins of omission, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we know we have not kept your commandments, your laws, and your statutes. God, but we ask you to forgive us, Lord. God, you know what it's like down here, Lord God. God, you know what our flesh go through on a day-to-day basis, oh God. And God, we ask you to forgive us right now. Forgive us for every sinful thought and deed, oh God. In the name of Jesus. God, if we have offended anybody today, Lord God, God,
we
ask you to have mercy upon us, oh God. God, if we grieved you on today, Lord God. God, if we made you upset and we made you angry, oh God. God, we ask you to forgive us right now. In the name of Jesus. Now, God, we thank you right now. God, we just ask you to look on your people today, Lord God. God, you heard the prayer request come from the apostle's mouth, oh God. God, as we lift these prayer requests up before you, Lord God, God, we ask you for an instantaneously miracle, oh God. In the name of Jesus, folk that are sick and afflicted in their body, oh God. God, we know you're able to heal. God, we know you're able to do exceedingly abundantly, above all more than we can ask or ever think. And for this very reason, God, we come to tell you thank you. God, we thank you for healing on today, Lord God. God, we thank you for keeping power on today, Lord God. God, we thank you for deliverance on today, Lord God. God, we just thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for the PSMM family, oh God. God, we thank you right now. Look and have mercy, oh God. God, our families are under attack, oh God. But God, we know you're able as a burden bearer. God, we know you as a heart fixer. We know you as a mind regulator today, oh God. God, we ask you to look and have mercy. Look on the bereaved families everywhere, oh God. Let them know, oh God, that earth had no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Oh, God, let them know that your arm's not too short that you cannot bring them out, oh, God. God, we come to tell you thank you. God, we ask you to look and have mercy. We thank you for full total recovery for our apostle today, Lord God. We thank you for his life, oh, God. We thank you for his daughter, oh, God, that's been walking and sticking by his side, oh, God. God, we ask you to bless her in a mighty way. Bless her in a special way today, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, we command the enemy by the power and authority of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to throw down your knives, to throw down your guns, to throw down your drugs. In the name,
amen,
of in the name of Jesus, the Holy Ghost arrest right now. In the name of Jesus, we command you and we take full authority over the enemy right now. In the name of Jesus, God, move by your power, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, the world is in turmoil. God, the world is in trouble, God. But God, we come to know, God, if you don't, if the watchman don't watch, the watchman won't be in vain, oh God. God, we just want you to look in on us, God. Look and have mercy today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Look on our children, God, in the name of Jesus. Look on our mothers today. Look on our daddies today, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, look and have mercy today, God, in the name of Jesus. Look on our daddies, God. Touch their heart and touch their mind, oh God, that they will come back and get on one accord, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Through your power, God, in the name of Jesus, demonstrate your power today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we know we're coming up to a holiday, oh God, in the season of Halloween, oh God. Look on them children, oh God. Look on them mothers, oh God, that don't know what Halloween represents, oh God. In the name of the Oshiah, in the name of Jesus, do it for your glory, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we come to know that the witches and warlocks is on the rise. But God, you declared in your word and in your word, God, that you suffer a witch not to live. And God, in the name of Jesus, we command every witch and every warlock, every palm reed spirit, every mason and eastern star, we command you to fall subject unto the power of the Holy Ghost. We command you to come to full repentance right now. In the name of Jesus, move by your power, God. Demonstrate your power, God, in the land, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we come to pray that you get the glory, that the devil be horrified and you be magnified, oh God, in the ocean, in the Messiah. In the mighty name of Jesus, do it for your glory, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you told us in your word, God, to call out and spare not, oh God. And God, we decree and declare right now that our loved ones be saved, that our loved ones be healed and delivered. In the name of Jesus, that our friends and friends and friends' friends be delivered and set free, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, please have mercy. In the name of Jesus, send your word today, God. Send your word today, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah for the man of God today. Woo, prophet down. My goodness gracious, praying the fervent prayer of the righteous that availeth much, and we thank and praise God for him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Boy, oh, boy, I feel, as the old people used to say, the Spirit stretching out in me. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness, what a wonderful, wonderful prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. Come on, lift your hands with me, people of God. Just give God a little praise. Give him a little worship with William McDowell together. That's for a moment. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, boy, oh boy, what a powerful prayer. Praise the Lamb of God that has purported us into this dimension. Praise the Lamb. I want to share a little bit, praise the Lamb of God, with you all, praise God, about this powerful, praise the Lamb of dimension of prayer, intercession, and what have you. And, you know, I'm always reading the Word. I can't help it. It just... something that I do, praise the Lamb of God. The word of the Lord is just so sweet to me. It energizes me. It's alive to me. The word of God is really alive to me. It's not just a document, excuse me, that I look at to draw from, but it's also a living spirit, praise God, that touches my spirit, that rejuvenates me. And as I read the Word of God, most of the times there is a tad bit of revelation, because the Word of God is always brand new to me when I look at it. I never look at the Word of God the same. When I look at the Word of God, I always look at it afresh. I look at it brand new every day, no matter if I read the same passage of Scripture. I look at it, praise the Lamb of God, in a different light. And today, as I was reading out of John, St. John, praise the Lord, the 16th chapter, Jesus is with his disciples. Again, praise the Lamb of God. He's with his disciples as is nearing his time of crucifixion. Praise the Lamb of God. And as he's going, praise the Lord, Jesus is expressing to them the new dynamic, the new relationship, praise the Lamb of God, that's been offered to them in being in relationship with him. Praise the Lord. He shows them a new relationship with the Father. Praise the Lamb of God in the new relationship with him. Him and the Father being one. He's revealing this to his disciples, and I think it's very important for all of us, praise God, to know and to understand, praise the Lamb of God, the import of that relationship, the relationship of the Father and the Son, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, they are really one. And that relationship cannot be separated. That relationship, praise the Lamb of God, cannot be looked at as a divided relationship as it relates to our salvation. Praise the Lamb of God. It's a oneness there that we must enter into by the Holy Ghost, by the third person of the Trinity. We enter into, praise the Lamb of God, the oneness of that relationship. John 17, of course, deals with that oneness right behind this chapter. Comes that, make them one as we are one. And so my words are true. When we have this a relationship, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. The relationship affords us some prerogatives. It affords us some benefits and some opportunities, praise the Lamb of God, that are not normally given to someone who is just in close proximity. And there are people who are in close proximity, praise the Lamb of God, in a relationship with Christ, but they're not in the oneness. I'm hoping you all get this. Praise the Lamb of God. They're not in the oneness. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. And this is many times why people's prayers are so ineffective as it relates to them of speaking to God and going in prayer and receiving things from God, is because they have not really, praise the Lamb of God, came into the oneness of God, the oneness of Christ, and the oneness of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lamb of God, that you must be a part of this oneness in order, praise the Lamb of God, to really receive from God. Our whole salvation or salvific experience, praise the Lamb of God, is about this. It's about us being adopted into the family of God, praise being Gentiles, so that we can have, praise the Lamb of God, the relationship Yes, praise the Lamb of God as heirs and joint heirs with Christ. That's oneness. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, our salvation is very, very important that that process is met out. And, I run into people on deathbeds. I run into people, Prophet Darrell, some everywhere that I have witnessed to and what have you. And I find out that a lot of people have been baptized. A lot of people have joined church, but they have not really went through the process of repenting and turning from their sin, praise the Lamb of God, and embracing Christ as King and Lord and Savior of their life, praise God. And that's a very, very important step in the repentive regeneration, reconciliation, renewal process, praise of the new creation. That if you miss that process, brothers and sisters, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, then there's no getting into the family. You have to repent of your sins, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. That's the first step. Behold, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We know that cry in Matthew, the third chapter, as John the Baptist comes on the scene. They give us a process, Lamb of God, from his cry to him saying, there's one coming mightier than me that's going to baptize you, not with water, but with fire. Praise the Lamb of God, the fire and the Holy Ghost, which is Jesus Christ, that he's coming behind whose shoes are worthy to unlace. And it's a process, praise the Lamb of God, that we as believers must enter into. And once we have fulfilled, praise the Lamb of God, this process of regeneration, of reconciliation, of coming into this renewal relationship with God through Christ, by His Spirit, by the Holy Ghost. Brothers and sisters, you are a child of God. You are in the oneness, praise the Lamb of God, and you are in this relationship. That's why in John 17, Jesus still had to ask the Father, make them one. Now, you notice, Prophet Darrell, he didn't say, Father, allow the oneness to manifest or anything. He said, make them one because they hadn't been made one yet. Even though they was with Jesus every day, they hadn't been made one with him. I think I'm saying something right here. Praise the Lamb of God. They was with Jesus every day. But they wasn't one with him yet. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. Because in order for them to be one with him, praise the Lamb of God, a spiritual process had to take place. Hallelujah. An impartation had to take place. A download from heaven had to come for them to be one with him. Praise the Lamb of God. For them to be one with the Father. Hallelujah. So he prays that prayer. But in John 16, praise the Lamb of God, he's with his disciples, and he says to them, watch this now, he said, I'm going to allow you to tap into something here that you've never done before. Now watch what he says in John chapter 16, verse 24. He says, hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. He says, before now, you've never asked the Father for anything in my name. You never asked God for anything in my name. You have always went in prayer, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, according to the Jewish custom. And you prayed your prayers, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And you may have mentioned Abraham, you may have mentioned Elijah, but you've never mentioned me. Hitherto, you haven't gone this way before, praise the Lamb of God. Hitherto, you've never processed your prayers with me attached to them, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And it's evident that in this conversation, at this moment was a pivoting point, praise the Lamb of God, in their spirituality, because he's saying to them now, he's saying, listen, I am going to allow you to do this, and when you do this, it's going to cause your joy to be full. Well, how your joy going to be full? Because prayer's going to be answered. You're going to get what you've been asking for. Oh, man, I wish somebody could see this thing here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, Prophet Darrell, that Jesus is bringing them, praise the Lamb of God, in relationship, but he's allowing them, praise the Lamb of God, watch this now, to exercise the relationship of oneness without being in the oneness. They're not in the oneness yet. Wait a minute now. That's in the next chapter. That's in the next chapter. They're not in the oneness yet. What he's saying to them, praise the Lamb of God, is I'm going to allow you to use my authority. I'm going to allow you to use my relationship with the Father, praise the Lamb of God, so that you can access what you want. Look at this now. I want you all to see this clear. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to allow you to access what you need from the Father in prayer, praise the Lamb of God, by utilizing my name. Watch this now. Things change when you come into the oneness, though. Hallelujah. Ooh. Praise the Lamb of God. Once you get into the oneness of chapter 17, through your spiritual adoption, your repentance, and all of that, and you're filled with the Holy Spirit, my God, now you know it's an absolute automatic. Praise the Lamb of God as you're praying in the Holy Ghost and praying in the Spirit. I mean, you can command things without saying in the name of Jesus, and it takes place because his Spirit is in you. Hello, light bulbs. You're graduated to another place. But before then, praise the Lamb of God, Prophet Darrell, before then, Jesus says, listen, this is how your joy is going to be made full. This is how you're going to receive some of the things that you're praying for. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to use me. I want you to utilize the relationship that we have cultivated. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That you can use me for access. Hallelujah. There are some places Prophet Darrell probably can go in Chicago that I can't go. But if I go there to some of those churches, praise the Lamb of God, Prophet Darrell might be able to say, now when you get to a Church of Deliverance, praise the Lamb of God, Shakespeare, when you meet the pastor, tell him, hallelujah, you know me. And tell him that I told you to come over there, that I want them to hear you. Just tell him that. And that may be enough to get me in the door. Hello, light bulbs. Not because they know me, but because they know Prophet Darrell. This is what Jesus is saying. Not because of your relationship with the Father, but because of your relationship with me. Praise the Lamb of God. But what he comes to do with us, brothers and sisters, is to establish us a relationship with God. Praise the Lamb of God. He comes, he wants us to have the oneness with God, praise the Lamb, so that when we pray, we'll be praying just like Jesus prayed because of the Jesus that's on the inside of us. But you got to remember, the disciples didn't have Jesus inside of them then.
Ooh.
They didn't have the Holy Ghost yet.
They didn't.
See, a lot of people don't look at that. They didn't have the Holy Ghost yet. So Jesus said, now this is the way you got to get what you want. Praise the Lamb of God. You got to get it by my name. You got to use me. Hello? Now this is the degree of prayer that happens to us in life. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And some people receive access, mercy, and what have you, not based off of their relationship with the Father because they haven't cultivated it yet. But they get it because they keep using the name of Jesus. Y'all better watch this. I'm trying to teach you something here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because everybody that used Jesus' name has not even been born again. But they're using his name. They're sinners that pray every day and use Jesus' name. And they haven't been born again. And all of you know it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And all of us know it. Matter of fact, we did it too. I was using Jesus' name before I was born again. Hello?
That's right.
Hello? I wasn't even born again and I was using Jesus' name. I was praying in Jesus' name and assigning his name to my prayers, and I hadn't even been born again. Why? Because I heard Mama doing it. Because they was doing it at the church. But I had went through the process. Hello, light bulbs.
Yesterday.
But now, I prophesy in his name without using his name. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. I get access, favors. Some of everything happened to me in an absolute automatic way. Why? Because Christ lives in me. His spirit lives in me. I'm a part of the oneness. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm trying to get you to see where you are in God, that you can access, praise the Lamb of God, what others can't because you're in a different position. But only you know your position because only you have went through the process. And you have to know your position. Praise the Lamb. Let me see what granddaughter wants. She's calling in. All right, granddaughter. 630, your mic high.
We are a prophet.
All right.
We sitting around the table listening to you preach.
Well, I'm just trying to give some tidbits here on prayer. Praise the Lamb of God, that will heighten and deepen some people's relationship and make them seek God on a different level. Because I'm telling you, praise the Lamb of God, once you receive the Holy Spirit of God, hallelujah, and you are in this oneness, praise the Lamb of God, it puts you in a different place than somebody who's just walking alongside this thing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's one thing to be a part of the family, and you can walk in and out of the house when you get ready, but everybody can't walk in and out of the house.
You're right.
Everybody just off the street can't come walk in and out of the house. They have to come to the door and say, oh, well, you know, so-and-so, Shatwan told me to come, and blah, 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 and then somebody will say, oh, okay, well, come on in. Because you use Shatwan's name, you can get in here. But you just can't walk up here and just walk on in my house. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah. You have to be a part of the family. Praise the Lamb of God. You have to be in the family circle. And this is what the oneness does for us. But prior to then, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, we were just, you know, those saints, we were just people going to church, but we hadn't been born again. I was in church, but I hadn't been born again. And I was praying. I don't know why this is a hard thing to see. Because all of us sat there. We didn't pray prayers and wasn't born again. And I know that I ain't the only one talking, that I ain't the only one who's been in this position before. Praise the Lord God. I may have been the only one that's noticed that because of the way I process things. But I was praying. Praise the Lamb of God, prayer, since I've been a child in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You teach your children to pray, and you teach them to pray in the name of Jesus. They ain't been born again.
You right.
Oh, now, people of God, don't play with me. Don't play with me. My mother used to tell me, Prophet Darrell, my mother used to tell me when I was a little boy, she said, when you pray, and and son, and you can't get your prayer through, tell God that you Maggie's boy. He know me. That's what my mother used to tell me. My mother used to tell me to tell God that I was Maggie's boy. That he knew her. This is what Jesus is telling his disciples. Praise the love of God. Got another call. Waiting his Bertha. Hey, my Bertha.
Hey, my prophet.
How you doing,
hey,
Bertha?
I am just wonderful. I am in paradise.
Oh yeah, you down there in Puerto Rico. You are in the mind goodness.
Right.
Oh yes, you there. Praise the Lord. Well, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. My goodness gracious. Is everything well?
Everything is just wonderful.
Well, praise the
beautiful.
Lord. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, you calling us Puerto Rico
I'm
today.
I'm sitting on a rock. Yes, I'm sitting on a rock under the most beautiful palm tree looking at the ocean. And I'm listening at you teach on oneness. And I'm looking at the waves that fall out. And as they're coming in, some of them are just getting snow white. But as they connect to each other, they're getting more powerful as they connect. But the ones that are not connecting are being rerouted in an opposite direction.
Lord Jesus. Now, that's
looking at this, not knowing this is what you were going to be talking about today. But that's how prayer is. When you're praying with one accord and everybody is connected together, those prayers become so powerful that the chain can't be broken. But like you say, if you're not in the will of God and praying in the Spirit of God, those prayers are being redirected another way.
But Bertha, you touched on something in your analogy there that is very, very powerful in the waves connecting and what have you in the rerouting. Praise the love of God, because I love water, and anytime I get close to an ocean or what have you, just came back from, of course, the Bahamas, watching the waves and stuff, and you are so right. And you look at it and you say, you can see, praise the Lamb of God, that this very same process, waves that connect generate power. The ones that don't seem like they are pushed off to another way as though they saying, no, you missed it, you got to go back. Praise the Lamb of God, you didn't get hooked up. And that's the way a lot of people's prayer lives are. And I'm just trying to enrich somebody's prayer life to see, praise the Lamb of God, where you are. Are you on the outside of this oneness, praise the Lamb of God? Because the oneness, praise God, is what causes you to have power and the ability, praise the Lamb of God, to ask what you will, and it'll be done. Praise the Lamb of God. When you're praying in the will of God, hallelujah, that you can start seeing the walls come down, that you can start seeing, praise the Lamb of God, your prayers prevail. And this is Jesus. He's speaking to his disciples. These people are with him, and he's telling them, he's saying, listen, hitherto you have never used my name in prayer, but I want your joy to be full. Because you're watching me do things, and you're watching me pray and access God and getting that I'm asking for. And I want you to be able to do it. He said, but right now you got to use my name. So use my name in prayer. Because there's access. There's access through my name. Praise the Lamb of God. But now in the next chapter, he starts praying for oneness. And if I'm one with you, I don't have to use your name like that. Because I become a part of your name. Hello, Lightbug. Okay, y'all get praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, y'all get that. Praise them. Use an analogy. My ex-wife, praise the Lamb of God, my ex-wife, Prophet Darrell, praise the Lamb of God, when she started using her maiden name, praise the Lamb of God, back, you know, after our divorce and everything, she started using her maiden name again and going around using her maiden name and everything, blah, 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 blah. But then she comes to places, and she has told me, she has come to some places, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Watch this, that even though she don't have the legal right to use my name no more, because she asked the judge, could she go back to using her maiden name? And the judge said, as long as it was all right with me, and I gave all rights and privileges to use her maiden name. This is the honest God truth. But now, praise the Lamb of God, she gets to various places of businesses and things, and somebody noticed her, and they say, oh, Mrs. Shakespeare. And she utilizes the name, yes. And she had went from the back of the line to the head of the line. She has gotten favors. Hello, light bulbs.
Oh, yeah.
By utilizing my name. Are y'all with me?
Yes.
The Lamb of God. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Praise the Lamb of God. That you don't have the legal right to use it, but it's been given to you to use. But when you come into the oneness, which is the marriage, it is automatically hers. Okay.
That's right.
That's why our union with Christ is like a marriage.
Yes, it is.
Because a wife has access to all that belongs to the husband.
Hallelujah.
And his name become her name. Y'all going to get this in a minute. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Y'all going to get it in a minute. Praise the Lamb of God. You know, the passage of Scripture says you have not because you ask not. And when you pray amiss because you want to consume it upon your own lust. A lot of that has to do with our mindset about prayer and how we're praying. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I tell people all the time, you would pray more if you really believe God heard you. You would pray more if you really saw your prayers being answered.
That's right.
Hallelujah. You would pray more. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm trying to get you on the place to pray more. Praise the Lord. Okay. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Well, since we got some intercessors here, we got Bertha. She has the water. Oh, my goodness. I don't want Bertha calling all the way down the coast.
We're going to pray over the water, Bertha. No.
We're going to make a prayer over the water. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to make a prayer at the water. Pray at the water. My goodness gracious. My God. My God. We're gonna pray now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Bertha, I want you to pray for the saints. I really do. I want you to pray for the saints right now, that our eyes of our understanding be open, praise the Lamb of God, that we can come into the fullness, the oneness of with Christ. There is a greater depth, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. There's a greater depth that God wants. And I know this, the Lamb of God, as a God. Possible that God wants us to really walk in our union with him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because in this union is the access of the power. Praise the Lamb of God. And the potential to be and to do great exploits in the name of the Lord. And I really want saints, praise the Lamb of God, to really rise up in this season. Hallelujah. And do greater things for God. Come on, Bert, pray for us now. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name.
Father God, yes. In the name of Jesus, we come yes. Thanking you, God. Thanking you for who you are. Thanking you for your son, Christ Jesus, who shed his blood, oh God, that we can be reconnected back to you. God, we thank you that we are heirs and joint heirs to your kingdom. We thank you, God, that we have the right to sit at the right hand of the Father in heavenly places. Father God, you said in your word to cast our cares upon the waters. Oh God, because you care for us. God, and you also said in your word that
out of our bellies would flow rivers of living water. So,
yes,
Father God, as I figure at this Caribbean Ocean, looking over it, oh God, we cast all of the cares of fear, doubt, worry, anxiety, oppression, and depression that is in the body of Christ, witchcraft and bewitchment. We cast it all in the waters, oh God, and we ask you to roll it away and reroute it back to the pits of hell. Father God, release the anointing in your people, oh God. Wake them up from spiritual procrastination and stagnation. Wake them up out of spiritual death, oh God, that your body will be connected as a wave, and as each one is linked, oh God, that we'll grow stronger, more mighty, and more powerful in your word and in your will. Father God, release a spirit of prayer from the saints, oh God. God, without prayer, we can do nothing. God, you said we can have anything in prayer. Prayer changes things, oh God. God is changing. It changes every situation. It changes sickness. God, change the world right now. God, we need you now as never before. God, release it upon your people. Let the oil of joy be upon them, oh God. The garment of praise, oh God. Release the oil of the breakers anointed in them. Release a new fire, oh God. Because it's so everything that's not of you. God, let your supply of glory. Let it dwell in us, oh God. Let it rain on us, oh God, that will be that mighty army, that remnant, oh God, that you are calling for in these last days. Father God, give us clear eyesight, clear vision, oh God, clear hearing in our ears, that we'll only hear your voice, oh God. Oh God, release our tongues. God, you said that the Holy Spirit prayed and intercede for us. God, release our tongues to pray in the Spirit more. Oh, God, that it will become prophetic. Oh, God, that it will manifest what you have sent it into. And, oh, God, we'll be forever grateful to give you all the glory, the honor and all the praise in Jesus' matchless name. We give you glory for the overflow in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
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 Praise the name of God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Bertha. Shatwan.
Hallelujah.
Shatwan,
yes,
you still with me?
Yes, Prophet.
Pastor Gail's with me, too?
Yes, Prophet.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Let's put Pastor Gail on here.
Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Gail. How you doing over there?
I'm doing good. How are you,
Pastor? Pastor Gail, I've been waiting on you to come on the air. Praise the Lamb of God. Anyhow, I know we're supposed to be doing a segment coming up here on Obamacare and all of this kind of stuff, and I want to make sure we schedule that. And then...
Okay.
Towards the gathering that way, how is it looking?
The gathering is looking good. It's looking good. I can't hear you because the wind is blowing in the phone.
Yeah, I hear the Chicago wind. Boy, it's windy there, huh?
No, that's not us. It's somebody else.
That's me, Prophet. I was trying to get out the queue. That's me. I'm sitting in the phone.
Okay.
Oh, okay, just put it on mute for a minute, Bertha.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just put it on mute, Bertha. Yeah, boy, I tell you. My goodness, that's Puerto Rico wind. Okay.
Yes, it is.
I thought that was the windy city blowing. My goodness.
No.
Hallelujah. So what's going on over there now? Now talk to me. I can hear you clear.
Okay. All right. I think the gathering is going quite well. And we're still getting the word out.
All right, praise the Lamb of God. Y'all know Pastor Gail is one of our anointed speakers. A lot of you have never heard this God speak, but you're going to hear her at the gathering. Praise the Lamb of God. So get ready for that. Hallelujah. We release this daughter of God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. And let us speak to our souls and our spirits there at the gathering. Praise the Lamb of God. Malcolm is going to be singing. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, Apostle Malcolm is going to be with us. Praise the Lamb of God also speaking. And then, of course, I'm going to be there. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, they just told me Bishop Murphy is flying in one night on, I think, Friday night. He's flying in. Praise the Lamb of God. Of course, Apostle Jones and those in the Chicago suburban area is going to be with us. We're looking for Pastor Helen Epps out of Texas. Praise the Lamb of God. It's Pastor Gracie McCoy. Praise the Lamb of God from right here in Michigan. Praise the Lamb of God. All of these women and men of God are coming, gathering at the gathering. Praise the Lamb of God. And I want you all to be there too. Praise God. And we do have special incentive on right now. Praise the Lamb of God. For those of you who book your room, the Lamb of God, and register. Praise God, I got a brand new book. No one has this book of yet. Not one autograph. No one has this book in their hand, praise the Lamb of God, entitled Fall on Your Knees. Hallelujah. That'll be the new book. Will be coming to the gathering. We're going to autograph that new book, praise the Lamb of God, and give you that new book free. If you register today, praise the Lamb of God, and book your room, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And we're going to give you also one of the Warning for Your Promise t-shirts. Praise the Lamb of God. That's going to be that at the gathering. Hallelujah. Brand new t-shirts and what have you that will be yours, praise the Lamb of God, at somewhere right around a $40 value, praise the Lamb of God, that you will receive just for registering and getting your room. Come on and jump in here with us, praise the Lamb of God, and be a part of this exciting time of what God is doing in this move of God. Hallelujah. Boy, I'm telling you, my dreams and what have you have been so powerful concerning the move of God at the gathering until they're waking me up out of my sleep. I'm telling you, praise the Lamb of God. I just know that God is going to do something mighty and wonderful for us. Praise the Lamb of God. And we're encouraging you and you to come. Praise the Lamb of God. Pastor Gail is our host pastor there at the Oak Brook. Praise the Lamb of God, Illinois, Chicago area. Our daughter in the ministry with New Beginnings Church. And it's just going to be a time for us all. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, I've been praying over everything that's in there, in the other room in here, where my prayer place is over here with all the oils. And people of God, you just don't know what I'm pouring out, praise the Lamb of God, during this fast time. And I'm praying that the Lord will just anoint every drop of everything, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Yes, the Lord showed me something else, praise the Lamb of God, as I was praying last night and night before. He showed me something else to bring to the gathering for you all that I've never brought before, something I've never really utilized before in this capacity. Praise the Lamb of God, but I'm going to bring that also. I'm not telling you what it is. You got to come and get it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You got to come and get it in Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. In our services there at the Double Tree Hotel in Oak Brook, Illinois. Call it, ask for the PSM block. Praise the Lamb of God. PSM International block, and you can get your discounted room. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The email blast gone out. We have done much advertisement. Praise the Lamb of God has gone out concerning the conference, and it's on and popping. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, it's on and popping. It's on and popping. Praise God. And we are so elated to have so many different people around the country that's assisting us on our team. Praise the Lamb of God to make things come into fruition. And I salute each and every one of our team players today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Publicly, I say to each of you, thank you for all that you do. Praise the Lamb of God to make this be what it's supposed to be. Praise the Lamb. Now, somebody got a grandbaby or something over there, a new baby?
Yes, I do, Prophet.
Who is that?
This is Pastor Gail.
You got a new grandbaby?
Yes, I do.
Wow.
Joshua Young.
What you say?
That's my son. Baby was born at 9 o'clock this morning. 7 pounds, 4 ounces.
At 9 o'clock this morning. Well, what do you say? They sent the picture out, right, of the baby?
Yes.
Yeah, I think Kim sent it out. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah, of the baby. Yeah, I see that. My goodness gracious. Congratulations to you all. Praise the Lamb. What's his name again?
His name is Joshua Nehemiah Young.
Joshua Nehemiah Young. What a powerful name. Praise the Lamb of God. Joshua Nehemiah. Okay. Praise the Lamb of God. We got another one. Praise the Lamb of God. Ready to stand on the wall. God is raising up a nation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That will obey. A new generation.
Oh, yeah.
Praise
obey.
The Lamb. And we praise God for that. Pastor Gail, where y'all on y'all way to? I know y'all always going somewhere. Where you going?
We just finished, Prophet, we just finished breakfast.
You all just finished breakfast? Praise the Lamb of
yes.
God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Right.
We're going out to the high school a little bit later on. That's about it.
Okay. Praise God. Well, I love you all. Thank you all for calling in today.
Love you too.
Praise the Lamb
love
of God. All right, people of God. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, what a wonderful day it is thus far. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Dale, you still with me?
Yes, sir. They didn't invite us for breakfast, Apostle.
Yeah, I noticed that. I didn't want to see.
You are welcome to breakfast. Y'all welcome to breakfast.
That's why I'm fixing my own grit.
I love
yeah.
you today.
Yeah, man. We love you all, too, but we didn't get no breakfast. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The prophet Darrell told me love is an action word. Yes, Lord. That's what he said. I heard him. Yes, God.
Okay.
Praise
all
the
right.
Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You know, I'm feeling something here. I don't know what this is. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Somebody at that breakfast table finna receive some money. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I don't know which one of you all it is.
Yes,
hallelujah. I'm really feeling this strong, too. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yeah.
Somebody at that table finna get a lump sum of money. Hallelujah.
Yes,
in Jesus' name. Praise the Lamb of God. God is
hallelujah.
About to bless. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to the Lamb of God. And we praise God for what he's about to do there in that house. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I see another new car. Somebody's
yes,
a new car.
Yes, you do.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I see a new car. Thank you, Father, for your love today, your blessings. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes,
hallelujah.
God. God, hallelujah. God is good. Thank you,
yes,
Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless you today for your love. You, hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. All right. Well, we got an hour here, people of God, about an hour. Praise the Lamb of God. I want to move into this prophetic vein since we didn't yesterday. See, some of them called in and then they hung up. Praise the Lamb of God. They didn't know we was going to do this. Praise the Lamb of God. But since we're in this prophetic vein, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Lord. Yes, Lord. Those of you who need the number, you can call in. Error code 646-564-9818. Error code 646-564-9818. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. As we move in the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Here. Oh, yes. Thank you, Father, for your presence. Yes, Lord. Wait a minute. Praise the Lord. Wait a minute, Pastor Gail. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yes, God.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I'm here.
Oh, Pastor Gail, there's five people, God says. There's five people. You must be the one that's going to get some this money. Because there's five people, God said, that he's going to give you the money to pay for them for the gathering. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. There's five people. Hallelujah. God said he's give you the money. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To pay for the gathering. Praise the Lamb of
Amen.
God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord just gave you that.
Thank
you. I give you praise. We
yeah.
give you praise. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh,
yeah.
my goodness. The Lord is releasing blessings. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Speak, Lord. Your servants are here. Prophet Dale, the Lord speaking. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Thank
yes.
you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I just want to tell Pastor Gail, when she begins to pay for these people to come to that gathering, God going to work some things out because I saw a new house come. He's going to allow me to see a new house. And I saw the king hit your hand. He's going to show you favor. And this is going to be like a dream house. So said the Spirit of God. Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Yes, God. Okay, people of God, push one on your dial. Praise the Lamb of God. We're coming down to you, but you got to push one on your phone pad. Praise the Lamb. Those of you that are listening to us, hallelujah.
Yes.
If one, we're coming to you. All of you that's here today, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, we missed you on yesterday, but we are here today. Praise the Lamb. And I want to praise the Lord. Oh,
hallelujah.
My.
Hallelujah.
God, hallelujah.
Yes. I just heard the Lord say, go get it.
Hallelujah.
I heard him say, go get it.
Oh, God.
Go get it.
Hallelujah.
Go get it. Don't ask no more. He said, just go get it. I don't know what it is you asking for, but he said, go get it.
Oh, my God. He said,
yes, hallelujah.
My God, he said, go get it. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. The Lord is speaking. Well,
oh.
don't nobody want a word today, the prophet. There ain't
Lord,
nobody push
one. Name, God.
Nobody push one on their dial today. This is funny. Praise
Pastor
the Lord.
Pastor Raphael is here, prophet.
I want a word, prophet. Raphael is here, prophet. I want a word.
Raphael, one word. Ah, Lord. Hallelujah. Speak, Lord. Hallelujah. I see you, 973. I'm coming to you. Hallelujah. Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Raphael, God said to tell you that he has healed you. Praise the Lamb of God. Not to worry, hallelujah, about what doctors say. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Ooh-wee, it's hot up. Yes, God. Praise God. I feel a warmth even while I'm talking to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God said, but he has made you whole. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Raphael, I'm telling you right now, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That your time, your season is at hand. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And your patience, praise the Lamb of God, has been solid and sure. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And now it's coming time for you to step out of the boat. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. A season you can step out of the boat. Praise God to start doing what God has called you to do. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's not about a title. Praise the Lamb of God. It's about the function. It's not about, it's about the function. Praise the Lamb of God. Bless you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Prophet Dale, anything you want to say to him?
I just want to say the Lord said he's made, I just touch and agree with what Papa has already told you. And when you begin to step out, and when you begin to step out like Peter stepped out, you're going to land on your promise that was already promised to you.
Hallelujah.
When you begin this ministry.
Yes, God. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb.
Yes,
Jericho 973. Mike is high.
Hello, Prophet. This is Elaine here. How are you today?
Bless. How you doing?
Good, good. I was just, I love a word from the Lord, but I was just calling to confirm with you to let you know how right are you on with the word, with the oneness with Christ. And the Lord has been leading me in the last month. I've just been staying in John, and he's been writing me a book on just that subject, the oneness with Christ, and how important it is that people know that.
It's very important, sweetheart. Praise the Lamb of God. That's a very powerful piece that the enemy keeps our eyes blind to, and that is the oneness we have in Christ. Praise the Lamb of God. Because our authority in everything is relying upon that. And if you don't know you have oneness with Christ, you will always submit to the whims and the attacks of the enemy. You will always succumb to various things and elements that come against us because we don't recognize who we really are. Praise God.
Right.
And we see it over and over again in most pictures. It'd be some kid or something who is anointed. He is the king. And then there's somebody else trying to sit on the throne. But the kid don't know that he is the heir to the throne. And that's the way we are with the anointing and the power of God. We are so anointed and so blessed, praise the Lamb of God. But if you don't know it, you will not walk in your anointing. You will not walk in that God has given you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And that's the way that, you know, that happens. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Prophet Dale, do you hear something for your sister?
I just want to tell her, the Lord said yes and amen.
Hallelujah.
I don't know what he means by that, but I heard him say yes and amen.
Yes, Lord. Thank
you,
Lord.
I don't know what he means by that, but I keep continuing to say yes and amen.
The Lord says yes and amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Well, I tell you what, that laugh lets you know that you're right on target because she...
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes and amen.
Thank
Hallelujah.
God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Eli, you're such a precious gift to the body and to praise the Lamb of God, to the saints, and in the way that you allow God to use you. Praise the Lamb of God. And I just want to encourage you in this season, praise the Lamb of God, to just know that God has you at the top of his priority list. Praise the Lamb of God. There's some things that's about to break for you. Hallelujah. Some things about to open up as far as blessings coming to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Just be patient. Hallelujah. It's right there at your door. Hallelujah. Yeah, praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So I still say I'm going to see you at the gathering. I know God is going to put a lump sum in your hand. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I thought that's what you got ready to tell me when you say, I just want to give you a confirming word. It's the Lamb of God. But God is going to put that in your hand. Praise the Lamb of God. It's coming into your hand. Praise the Lord in Jesus' mighty name. All right, daughter. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, praise God. Error code 864.
Hey, Prophet and Founders, how are you? And Shatwan.
Wonderful.
Good, good. Prophet, I was just calling for prayer for my mother and my father. My father will be celebrating 70 years tomorrow, so I'm going to have him a little birthday party.
Isn't that sweet? That is sweet, God. And who did not hurt your father, but you said your mother also?
Yes, my mother. Mm-hmm. She has a fractured bone in her disc in her back, and she's losing the feeling in her leg, and she's having a hard time standing.
Wow. She's just been dealing with. Boy, I wish she was here to see Dr. Claybrooks. My goodness. Just praise the Lamb of God.
I could probably call her and get her to call in.
My goodness. No, I was of this doctor that I know who is the number one spine specialist in he's the top spine specialist here in Michigan. Praise the Lord. And he has helped so many people with problems like that. And there's a chiropractor here that Angel goes to, Dr. Chris, that, oh my goodness, he has realigned and helped so many people with disc problems and things of that nature until it's just a wonderful thing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But we're going to pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your love today. Hallelujah. We thank you for the compassion of this daughter, Sylvia, Father, who is your daughter, your child, your servant, Father. And we thank you today, Father, that we have access to you for the things that man cannot give, and for that we can't do. Your hand, Father, hallelujah, is a hand of mercy. And she's come on behalf of her parents, Father, and I see this, Father, praise the Lamb of God, in the eyes of divine love, that she honors them, hallelujah, as your word commands us to honor our father and our mother, that our days may be long, which is one of the first commandments, law, Father. But your grace today is what we seek, your love today, Father, that your hand would stretch. Yes, God, that you would touch Mother. Hallelujah. God, there's nowhere in your word that says because we are old we have to be sick, or because we're old we have to suffer. Father, I pray today, hallelujah, that your fire would touch that disc in her back. Yes, God. Hallelujah. And that healing virtue. Yes, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I command it, Father. Hallelujah, that healing would flow. Hallelujah to this mother. Hallelujah. That all pain would subside, hallelujah, and that strength, that feeling would return to her in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Pray for this father that as he celebrates 70 years and seven being the number of completion, seven times, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Father. I pray now that you would cause perfection to come in even in his body. Hallelujah. That you would strengthen this man that he can continue to praise your name, Father. Give testimony even in old age. You are God today. Hallelujah. Strengthen Sylvia. Hallelujah, Father. And give her a lift in your spirit, Father, by our manifestation, our promise in our life. I pray, Father, that there be no lack in our home. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, that all provision be made for us. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We ask it. And amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Prophet Darrell, anything you want to say to her?
Yes, I do. I just want to tell you, Sylvia, that the Lord said he honors you. He honors you. And he began to call you friend.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
And he said that the reason why he called you friend are because you was like David. When persecution came, you stood the test. You didn't give up. All right, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He said he called you Job in this season. What am I going to do? No? Okay, Lord. And he came and called you Lazarus. He called you his friend. And he said, whatever concerns you, he said, just tell me all about it. And then worship and praise me for he said, out of your badabosa, out of your belly, shall flow rivers of living water. Then he said, life and death lies in the power of your tongue. You got that same power to speak those things that be not as though they were. Yes, I told you, I am to you. Just bring it to the deal. Just bring it to me. And see me what I bring it to pass. So that the spirit of the living God, so that the spirit of the living God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name, Father. You are God today.
Woo.
My goodness.
I believe Sylvia, it. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I think your cup running over today, huh?
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord is faithful and kind. And we thank God for his faithfulness today. We sure do. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my, what a wonderful God we serve. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I love Jesus today. Praise God. Oh, well, here's another one. Praise the Lamb of God. Wait a minute. Bertha. Bertha's calling back in. Bertha.
Yes. I call for a word, Prophet, but first I want to give you and Prophet Dale the word David sitting at the river, the ocean. And I was sitting out there, and I was looking at the waves, Prophet Dale. The Lord spoke and said, just as those waves were coming in one behind the other, every promise that he, that's how it's going to manifest. Before you receive one, the next one is going to be right behind it. God says he's connecting you. And you're going to become more powerful than you've ever been. Because there are some people he's fixing to connect you with in order to take you to the next level in him. And the connections are divine connections. So says the Lord. Because of your faithfulness. Even when you were criticized, and talked about, you yet stood in the office that he called you to.
Yes, God.
The blessings of God are upon you.
Thank you, Father.
Yes. Yes, says the Lord. Pastor Shakespeare, as it was sitting out there, the winds began to blow. That's how the anointings are going to blow up on you. God said he's breathing them, and there's a strong anointing. When he allows you to access that portal that you went through, it was for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Purification took place. God said he is giving you the cloud of his Shekinah glory is going to rest in you. Not upon you, but in you. And as you connect with people, their lives are going to be changed because God is fixing to use you not only to take people into the destinies that he has called them to, but the impartations are going to be greater than they've ever expected.
Mm.
The vision God showed me as I was sitting there at the river a few minutes ago, and then the wind just began to blow so powerful. And God said, that's how he's blowing and breathing on you, Apostle Shakespeare.
Mm.
Eyes have not seen.
Mm.
Ears have not heard. And God will even let it enter into the hearts of men for he's fit to do, and says the Lord.
Hallelujah. We receive it. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. We receive the word of the Lord today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God. Mm. Yes. God, Jesus, for words of life, the Lamb, I need those words. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let the winds blow. Let your wind blow. Let the cloud come. Let it descend. Hallelujah. I give you praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I give you praise, Father. Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Yes, I
thank
do.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah,
goodness.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory
hallelujah.
Name.
Yes.
Glory
all right.
Name, Jesus.
Now you got a word for Bertha.
Yes, I just want to tell you, just out of the act of obedience, not only shall signs and wonders follow you,
Jesus,
but oh my goodness, favor is upon your life.
Thank you, Lord.
Kingship is on your life. Oh my shit. I heard the Lord call you a queen.
Hallelujah.
The Lord said, you shall live like a queen.
Jesus.
Because you are a part of a royal family.
I'm
under the altar, God. And yes, you belong to God.
Jesus.
I don't care what it looked like or what it seemed like. But oh, my God. Showing up if you sat on that water. The Lord says, far as your eyes to have seen.
Jesus.
That's how he's getting ready to bless you. And even while you're over there in Puerto Rico, some doors is getting ready to open up for you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my goodness. Because somebody needs to hear a word from a true prophet.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And God has placed your feet on new ground. Yes, God said it. He said it.
Jesus.
He said it. And the dreams that you've been having since you've been over there.
Oh, God.
God said all is well.
Jesus.
And your labor is not in vain, Bertha.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
thank you, Prophet Darrell. Praise the Lamb of God. Thank you, Bertha. Oh, my goodness. Praise God. We thank God for you today for calling in and sharing with us. Praise God. What a wonderful God we serve. Oh, my goodness, the Spirit of the Lord is here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for all that you are. My God, my God. What an awesome God we serve. Yes, Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. The word of the Lord is rich. The word of the Lord is life. Praise God today. I give him praise. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I give him praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Apostle?
Yes.
When you talk to angel, you, oh, my goodness. You tell her that the Lord said, well done. He's getting ready to bless her and her husband like never before.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Praise
and the
Lamb.
Lord said, serve it well done.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Well done. Yes, God. He said, serving, job well done.
Jesus.
And all because she took, not just because you her dad, her father, you a father, just because you her father. Not only that you her father, but you her pastor. All because she took care of the man of God that's in you. Because that's what she was doing. She was taking care of what was in you.
Hallelujah.
God is getting to allow abundance. I see so many people calling her. Oh, my goodness. I see this. I see big checks getting ready to be deposited to her. Seeds is getting ready to be sown all because. Say God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I heard you, Lord. I'm going to tell them what you said. And I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, in the next 3 days, it's going to be a great door open up for her.
Jesus.
She's going to be able to get some things done that she's been trying to get done for the last past 4 years.
Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm sure she's going to be glad to hear that. Praise the Lamb. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. My God, she'll listen to the show. I'll just tell her to listen to the show and get it all right out from you by listening to the archives. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Father, and thank you for your Spirit, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Ah, God, for strength today. Thank you, Father. I give you praise. Give you praise, God. Give you praise.
Glory.
Honor and glory is yours, Holy Ghost. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Glory to your name.
The birth of the Lord said when you get home, get ready to move. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God said, when you get home, get ready to move. Praise the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Father. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Oh, God. Oh, God. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
I say you're going to give your own house. Praise the Lamb. I'm going to tell her I'm going to give her our own house. The birth of this is going to happen too. There ain't going to be no long time off. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. God said he'll give you your own house. Praise the Lamb.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless your name.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Lord,
give you praise.
I give you praise. Hallelujah. Nobody like you, Lord. You're, what an awesome God you are. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes,
God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
You are all by yourself. Praise the Lamb.
Yes, God.
My God. My God.
Yes, God.
Awesome God. You're an awesome God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. People of God, I can't wait to see you at the gathering. I can't wait, boy. Listen, these shows, praise the Lamb of God, mild in comparison to what happens when we come together, praise the Lamb of God, under the same roof, doing the same things, praying together, praise the Lamb of God, warring together, prophesying, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, signs, wonders, and miracles. Hallelujah is the order of the day. Your expectation is just wise to rise up to it because there's going to be, praise the Lamb of God, a great outpouring, praise the Lamb of God, during this time. Oh, my goodness gracious. We're going to see a shaking, praise the Lamb of God. Just as the earthquakes are taking place all over the world, praise the Lamb of God. Japan just had one. 7.3, praise the Lamb of God. They just had one. The Philippines just had one in the sevens, praise the Lamb of God. India just had one in the sevens, praise the Lamb of God. And I just want you to know, praise God, that there's going to be a spiritual shaking, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, that's going to be catastrophic when it comes down to the damage it's going to do to the enemy's camp. Hallelujah. And the blessing is going to be on us. You just watch God, praise the Lamb of God, in these next few months. Praise the Lamb of God, how he moves in your life and how he releases to you, praise the Lamb of God, what has been held up promise. He's going to shake things loose for you. You better listen to the prophet today. God is shaking things loose for you. Praise the Lamb of God. See it. This manifestation of it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I am just elated, praise the Lamb of God, at how God is doing what he's doing. And I thank, praise the Lamb of God, in this season, we need to all praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness, we need to all come to a place of submitting, praise the Lamb of God, under the mighty hand of God and allow God to do what he's doing without wrestling, without, praise the Lamb of God, without rebuttal. Let God do what God desires to do in your life. It's for your betterment, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness, just watch. You're going to see the mighty hand of God move so mightily, praise the Lamb of God. I am just excited about God today. Oh, yes, I am. Yes, I am, praise the Lamb of God. Well, do you notice people still asking me, where is the gathering at? Praise the Lamb of God. I can't believe this, that people still are asking me, where is the gathering going to be at? That is mind-blowing with all of this advertisement we have out, but praise the Lamb of God, people of God, the DoubleTree Hotel, praise the Lamb of God, the DoubleTree Hotel in Oak Brook, Illinois, November the 6th, 7th, 8th, praise the Lamb of God, the Oak Brook DoubleTree Hotel, November the 6th, 7th, and 8th is where it's going to be. Praise the Lamb. Yeah, praise the Lord. Oh, my God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. Yes, God. Ah, oh, God, I hear you. Yes, God. Hallelujah. God is sending people, he's saying. He's sending people. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, Lord. Send them, Father. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Yes, God.
I thank you, Jesus, for all that you are and all that you all bless your name. I give you praise today. Thank you, God. Yes. Ramanda Rabushata. Ramanda Rabushi. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, God. Yes. Yes, ma'am.
I just saw you burning the deed.
Oh, my goodness.
I saw you burning a deed.
That's the Lord.
And I saw the people standing around you as y'all burnt this deed.
Thank you, Jesus.
I heard the Spirit of the Lord said the property is yours, man of God.
Is
yours. And
hallelujah.
When you get back from the gathering, man of God, the Lord expect great things to happen. Because I see the deed being placed in your hand, paid in full, so said the Spirit of God. Oh, my God, my God. And I, oh, my goodness. All right. And I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, you're getting ready to establish another church outside of Detroit.
Jesus.
So you got to begin to put people in position. Oh, my goodness.
Hallelujah.
God, you're ready to your meal barrel, man, the guy.
My goodness gracious.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Yes,
hallelujah. The Lamb. Hallelujah. Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, prophet, I'm going to tell you this. The Lord showed me a building maybe a month or so ago. Hallelujah. He showed me a building. And, man, he showed me the man, give me the keys and everything. I just saw that. Praise the Lamb of God. I saw the grass on the outside. I saw, address metal plates in the lawn that had PSMO1, Truth Christian Assembly. I saw it. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And it was going in an elevated position. So God is doing it. Hallelujah. It's going to happen. I know it is. Praise the Lamb of God. It's a part of the promise. He promised me that a long time ago. That's a promise. Praise the Lamb of God, that's the best thing. I'm going to be looking for it when I come home, too. I promise you that I'm going to be looking for it. Praise the Lamb of God, the blessing of the Lord. Yes, I am. I'm going to be looking for it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. What a wonderful show this has been. Praise God. Oh, my goodness. I just hope and pray that the people of God hear the clarion call for the gathering. And that you make your way, praise the Lamb of God, wherever you are. Hallelujah. Make your way, praise the Lamb of God. Go to the website, praise the Lamb of God, PSMINTL.org, and get all the information there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, I tell you, it is going to be a time. It's going to be a time, and you need to make sure that you are in the house. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. You need to just make sure that you are in the house and that your seat is reserved. Hallelujah. So that you can be a part of this great outpouring going to take place. We are going to have a time in the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. We are going to have a time in the Lord. We are going to have time, and I want you to be there with us, praise the Lamb of God, as we impact the lives of so many out there in the Chicago area. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Woo, I'm excited about Jesus. My boy, time is flying. We're almost out of time, Prophet Darrell. My goodness. another week has rolled us right on by. Praise the Lamb of God. I tell you the truth. Praise my goodness. Praise. The Lord has just been good to us another week. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I want you all to know, praise the Lamb of God, God is also moving in our government. Praise the Lamb of God. And you're going to see, hallelujah, some things come forth in the next 6 months. Praise the Lamb of God. Behind all of this Obamacare and this shutdown and what have you, praise the Lamb of God, that's going to work on behalf of the people of God. Just watch what I tell you. Praise the Lamb of God. Just watch what I tell you. God is moving on our behalf. Praise the Lamb of God in this season. All things have to connect. Praise the Lamb of God. Just watch what I tell you. Hallelujah. The Lord is doing great things for us. Hallelujah. I'm excited about God today. Praise the Lord. I am on a spiritual high right now with all of this, with the prophecies and everything that has come forth. Hallelujah, my God. It don't take much for me to go there, though. Hallelujah, but I'm there right now on a high. I am so excited about what God is doing in the lives of my sons and daughters. Praise the Lamb of God over in Chicago in Sylvia's life. Praise the Lamb of God in Bertha, Arlene, Crawford. Praise the Lamb of God, my daughter over in the New York area. Praise the Lamb. Oh, my daughter's down in California, Southern California. What God is doing right now is just amazing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And it's going to get better, people of God. Just watch, God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, sir. Wait a minute, Prophet Darrell. The Lord told me to tell you something. Wait a minute. Call your name. Hallelujah. Ooh, yes, God. Hallelujah. Prophet Darrell, I don't know what you got in your apartment right now where you living, but I'm going to tell you what the Lord told me to tell you. He said, get ready to go pick out all the furniture that you want in your apartment.
Yes, sir.
All the new stuff.
Yes, I will.
The Lord said, go get ready to pick out all the new stuff that you want. Wait a minute. Yes, Lord. And God said, do not go to a cheap place.
Oh, no.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Go pick out what you want.
I sure am.
Hallelujah.
I sure am.
God said, I will pay. God said, I will pay. There's the Lamb. Hallelujah. Now, I don't know. I don't know. I ain't never been in your house, your apartment. I don't know what you got. Praise the Lamb of God. If I were you, hallelujah, I would get ready to go do this. Hallelujah. God's going to pay for that. Hallelujah. I don't know how. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But he spoke over your house. Praise the Lamb of God. Didn't the Lord speak this on you before when you was moving, though, that he was going to give you new furniture?
Yes, sir.
Didn't the Lord speak this?
Yes, sir, Apostle.
Okay, praise the Lamb of God. Okay, well, okay. Yeah, now I see it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The God is going to bless you tremendously. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Rewards faithfulness. God rewards faithfulness. Yes, he does. Praise him.
Thank God.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I love you. I adore you. I bless you. Hallelujah. Bertha, I am so happy that, Lord, the Lord speak. Wait a minute. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. I love you. Yes, God. Oh, God. God said, I have spoken. And God said, I am with blessings in my hand. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord told me, speak these words to the people. Tell them I am coming with blessings in my hand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
God said, I'm coming with healing in my hand.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Bless you. Hallelujah. 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 God said you're coming with gifts. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Yes, God.
Thank you,
Jesus. Yes, God. Oh, God. That's your name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lamb of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Ooh, I feel you, God. Yes, Lord.
Glory.
Praise your name. Praise your name, Dad. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory.
Thank you, Father God.
I give you praise.
Glory.
I give you praise, God. Thank you,
Thank
Jesus.
You. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Oh, Glory my goodness. Divine and mighty God, what a strong word. What a powerful word. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, God, do it for your people. Do it for you. Do it for your people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
God, my God. Oh, how I love some Jesus today.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, people of God, we thank God for each of you. Praise the Lamb of God. Bertha, when you coming home?
We'll be leaving Monday.
You'll be on your way back Monday. Okay, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We just want to pray for your safe return. Hallelujah. And your traveling grace on you all. Praise the Lamb of God. And when is the wedding tomorrow?
The wedding is today at 5 o'clock.
Oh, the wedding is today. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So we
My
pronounce
daughter's birthday is today and his wedding is today.
Well, we pronounce double blessings upon him today. Praise the Lamb of God. And we hope and pray that all go well this evening and that you all have a wonderful time. Celebrate, celebrate, enjoy. And do, you know, have you a good time, Bertha. Enjoy it. Praise the Lamb of God. You're there. Enjoy every minute of it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And we just be looking forward to seeing you next week. All right, people of God. Of course, we thank God for Prophet Darrell Saunders for being here with us. Praise the Lamb of God. And all of you people of God for the part you play and the role you play in this dynamic show. Praise the Lamb of God. It is blessing people. Praise the Lamb of God. And I thank God for you. And until next week, praise the Lamb of God. I'm excited about your future. Hallelujah. Keep praying for the prophet. I feel stronger because of you, because of your prayers, your intercession. Keep praying for me. I love you all. God bless you.
Love you more. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on to God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see the perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice because I'm worship every day. All for you and no one else. For you I surrender myself. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on to do God's work and walk in victory. Now I see the perfect will that my